Australian potash exploration and development company Core Potash has made its debut on the JSE and will see South African investors playing a big role in financing its 2 million tonnes a year potash mine in the Congo Republic. The firm says Johannesburg and London are key to raising at least $600 million in equity for the project, forecast to cost between $1.8 and $2 billion US dollars. Joining me in studio now with more of the detail is David Hawthorne. He's chairman at Core Potash. Thanks so much, David, for your time today. So right at the top, talk us through the rationale behind listing on the JSC and how much you're looking to raise from South Africa specifically.
Yeah, I mean, the logic behind the JSC in London is that they both understand African mining. The JSC in particular is part of Africa, so it's an important stepping stone for us. London has, you know, it's a very deep market, lots of equity capital available there. And lots of mining, a lot of African focus as well. So that the move to these markets really is to get us in the right place to socialize investors to the opportunity that we have and build up a track record with them and then raise a lot of equity in the back end of this year into next year. Mm-hmm. It's a it's a $1.86 billion project based on the pre-feasibility. So we're looking to raise about $1.2 billion of debt and around $600 million of equity. The debt we're really looking to get largely from export credit agencies, so the construction company involved and the engineering company are French. The ROC is a French area with a very close connection to France. So a lot of export business out of France will come into this project. And we've already had letters of comfort from the French government for up to $700 million of export credit debt guaranteed by the French government.
As you say, this is to finance a project that is expected, according to the pre-feasibility study, to cost in the region of $1.86 billion. Where are you expecting that final capital cost to land?
Look, we can't comment on that yet. That's currently what we're doing right now. So right now we've done the engineering part of it has all been completed. We're now into the scheduling and capital expenditure part of the project in terms of the DFS. We've got a very good handle on the operating cost structure. The capital cost structure is still in development. The pre-feasibility, as you say, was 1.86. We have to see where it ends up, but we're working those details through at the moment. That'll come out in around July, August. So by then, we'll have a clear idea as to what the final.
Okay, so what exactly are you putting capital to work on here so investors get a sense of what they're buying into?
Sure, it's a mine. So it's a 300-meter shaft in broad terms, 35 kilometers from the coast, 35-kilometer conveyor belt. It takes 6 million tons of ore from the shaft to the coast. At the coast, there's a processing plant that basically potash is potassium in salt. So you take the salt, you dissolve it, you do a flotation process to extract the potassium part of it. The rest becomes brine or salt brine that goes out to sea. The potassium part gets dried into a cake and then pelletized. Then it goes into barges on a dedicated jetty out to sea for transshipment into big ships off to primarily Brazil as the main market. So that's what the capital entails. It's a mine, conventional underground mining, like a coal mine. So it's highly automated underground mining. And then the process is all done at the coast where the seawater is used for the processing and the brine is then put back out to the sea.
So what's your sense of the appetite that South African investors have for this kind of operation? Because yes, you alluded to the fact that you've got South Africa sitting with an understanding on African mining, but one still questions whether there's enough of an understanding.
Look, I think it'll take time, and that's why we've done it now. You know, we could have waited and come to the market at the end of this year trying to raise the money. The whole point of coming to the market now is we've raised a small amount of money now to help us complete the feasibility study and provide some working capital for the next year. But the main purpose of coming now is to really get people to understand the opportunity. Mm. So it's an educational process now where we try and build up credibility in the marketplace around the project. So, why Joburg? To your first question, look, we've spoken to a lot of institutions in South Africa. There's clearly a lot of interest. People are fascinated, and I'll explain why I'm involved and why I think they are fascinated by the project in a minute. So there's a lot of interest in it. People are researching it, they're looking into it. In London as well, there's also a lot of interest, people who expressed a lot of interest in this. London is better equipped in this space because they've got a potash project listed in London at the moment already. Different type of potash, but also in the same sector, generally speaking. So, the knowledge base there is already a bit more advanced than it is here. But South Africa will, I think, get there pretty quickly.
In target is a 2 million tonnes a year output. I mean, how long before you see yourselves getting to that level of output?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 3.5-year build. So this is a major investment, significant investment. So we Basically, we complete the DFS this year, we finalize the debt negotiations in parallel and the construction contract, we raise equity at the beginning of next year. Let's say we kick into play, you know, middle of next year, we start the construction program. It's a 3.5 year build from there. Mm-hmm. So it's 2022 that you start getting volume coming off the mine.
And feeding into what kind of supply-demand dynamic that's already in play, because you know, you're coming into this at the bottom of the potash price cycle.
Well, in my mind, that's exactly when you should build commodity businesses. The biggest problem in the mining industry is that we all get excited about price developments, and you have a run-up in lithium, and everyone wants to be in lithium, for example, as it is right now. And they all ignore those commodities that are out of favor, where prices are low, and that's exactly where you want to be. So to me, there are two things about commodities that are interesting. One, you've got to be counter-cyclical, mm-hmm. or else you seldom create value. And second, you've got to be low-cost, or else you seldom create value. And it's the low-cost element of this that got me involved in it. I mean, if you look at it, it is a structurally incredibly low-cost opportunity. The drivers in demand in potash, to go a little bit to the market side of it, is around agricultural production for food. So, you know, it's global population growth, food demand growth rates in the emerging markets as consumable income is improving and people are looking for better and better food. Mm-hmm. And that's all around agricultural yield and efficiency. So we've only got so much land mass in the world to grow the stuff on. Brazil has opened up big areas of agricultural production. Fantastic climate, nice and hot, nice and wet, but the soil conditions are not good. So you need a lot of fertilizer to get the yields out of that land that you need. Yeah. So that's why Brazil is so exciting. So the global potash market grows at about 3% a year. Brazil imports grow at 11% a year as a consequence of that shortage, that need for fertilizer. So we have an opportunity here which is very low cost. Try and give some dynamic to that. So our pre-feasibility is $100 a ton of production. All in, cash cost delivered Brazil, including everything, including staying business capex. Most of our competitors are $200 to $250 a ton. Last year, prices bottomed at $250 a ton in Brazil. It was below that people started shutting production. Well, at the bottom of the cycle, we would be making a $300 million free cash generation, which is more than a 15% return on the capital employed. Now, that's a great place to be.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, David. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, David Hawthorne is chairman at Core Potash.